Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you on a Friday. Carolina Notre Dame in South Bend, 6 o'clock on ESPN. Greg, it's a game that North Carolina got a break. Bonzi Colson broke his foot. He'll miss the game for Notre Dame. Colson's given Carolina fits in the past. So the Tar Heels have a chance to steal one in South Bend. Your take on the ballgame?
Yeah, Tommy, and not only Bonzi Colson, but Matt Farrell, who's probably their second best player, point guard, has missed the last two games with an ankle injury. Still waiting to see if he'll be able to play on Saturday against the Tar Heels. But even if he plays, he'll still likely not be 100%. This is a big game for the Tar Heels. We've thought that if UNC could get through the first five games ACC play at 3-2, the schedule opened up for them, and they'd have a pretty good road to that tough closing stretch once February arrives. And so if North Carolina can win this game, another road game against a tough opponent, that will really bode well for how UNC sets itself up moving forward. The difficulty with Notre Dame, though, is that Mike Bray is one of the best offensive minds in college basketball. The Irish move the ball so well with that small lineup. They create a lot of space. They can knock down threes. And those have been issues for UNC this year. Roy Williams started a small lineup against Boston College. I would assume that sticks just because that really matches up well with what Bray likes to do rotation-wise. But the Tar Heels have to play good defense. That's been such a concern, especially on the ball. And by not defending on the ball, teams have been able to get kickouts to three for some open looks. So defense is kind of the name of the game here for UNC. If they play with effort, they play good defensively, they can still win, as you said, in South Bend.
Heels are 2-2 going into the game. They need to come out of South Bend 3-2 in the conference, heading into a stretch next week that includes Clemson and the Smithsonian.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.